Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has so much to say, so many wonderful things to declare to us. God is good. And in my ministry, many times I have taught about, encouraged people to follow God and taught about it. I do it from a standpoint of revelation. And in my mind and heart, I'm clear on what the Lord has done. But I'm beginning to understand how new it is to people to release what you're used to and release yourself to obey God without knowing what to expect and how to gauge what He's doing. And the last broadcast, the Lord had me talking about things that restrict the Holy Spirit. But when you take Him at His word and follow Him, you trust Him and you obey Him because He said do something. That kind of trust enables you to operate by your faith. If a person has faith and not trust, they believe God. They believe His word. But they don't always stick with what He says when they don't trust Him. Some things we just have to trust the Lord on. And sometimes the works that He gives me to do, the only reason I do them is because He told me to. And I can't see what He sees from my vantage point. And I'm in a position where I can't see what to do. I'm like a submarine captain. But the reason I continue on and not draw back and contend for it is because of what happened the last time. Every time He give me something to do, it turns out well over time. But in the duration, It's not so pretty from my perspective, just like it's not going to be so pretty from your perspective. If you take the Lord at His word and yield to Him, you can't see what He sees, but you can go by the clues that are already there. I do a radio broadcast and a website broadcast. And I'm guided by the Holy Spirit to do it. And I totally believe in what I'm doing. And I have inside information. I have the unction of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, people may see the ministry that I do and they don't see the point. But those who listen, they receive information from the Lord. And it's just happened to come through the Lord me. But anybody that yield themselves to the Lord is able to work through them. And I believe in yielding to the Lord in every way, in character, in wisdom, in honesty, in integrity, especially love. I have a deep love for God and His people. The way we love God is the way we love man. The way we love man is the way we love God. It can't be any other way. And I want to preach. I want to do the things of God, the living works. But I don't know what to do, so the Lord give me what to do, and then I do it. Now, when God gives an instruction, you're anointed. You have the anointing. And also a developing anointing on what you're doing. Especially if the more faithful, the more you operate by love, and the more you can see the wisdom of God to continue the process. And then remember, the things of God, they ever grow. Everything of God, every stage, is progression based on faithfulness, based on love. God told Adam, be fruitful. That's good. That's going to take your, that expresses the love of God, being fruitful, preparing yourself to give profit to others. Be fruitful. From there, man can be industrious, and he can cause things to go forward. He can make whatever's necessary, whatever tools. It could be any kind of business a man can have to bless others. It will bless people, and he'll prosper. The second thing the Lord said was multiply. When people talk about prosperity and frown on it, God called us to prosper. The second commandment ever was multiply. And in order to obey that, you have to at least double. But he said multiply. But he said from the position of continuing to multiply. And then he said replenish the earth, which is to give, to be a blessing, a contributor to life, a contributor to the wonderful things of God. Preaching the gospel is being fruitful, and it causes people to multiply. And it helps people contribute right. Now, whenever you start making progress, the enemy is going to try to attack. So you have to subdue it. Fix your ministry where it can't go otherwise. Fight back. Fight the good fight of faith. Do all to stand. Subdue it. Don't let people take it another route. Stick with the theme of what God is doing. Stick with his format, not another's, not yours. Don't develop a new format over his format. If it's not the format, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do the revealed will of God only. I'm not interested in a deviation of the format of God. I want to do precisely what God is saying. That is truly following God. And the clues to that is the cooperation of the Holy Spirit. I don't know how many people listen, but I look at the revelation he has me given and the urgency of it and the unctions I have and the dreams and the visions. So I'm not alone in this process, and I can't see what he sees, but I can obey. And that's where I'm strong, because it's not by might nor by power. I don't have the knowledge and wisdom to do what's necessary of myself. I'm just anointed to do the plan of God. I'm anointed to be an apostle. That's my calling. I'm anointed to spread the light. The Lord said, let not my people lack knowledge. So I'm anointed to give people knowledge. I have God's ability to do what he commanded me. So I help people see him. And I show them the value of obeying his word, following him, doing what he said do. It works. It works good. It works well. You're blessed as you obey him. Disobedience is the first cause of poverty. When men start disobeying God, they start embracing poverty. They start being plagued with it. Disobedience always causes poverty to follow. Now watch this. Sometimes people are disobedient, and they're making money because of their disobedience. But before they die, and in the middle of their days, it's going to cause them to be poor. It always does, always has, and always will. Jeremiah 17:11 said, any man that gets riches not by right, he'll leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end will be a fool or appear foolish. But he doesn't seem foolish up front. He looked like his life is working. But he's got to say, whatever he stole, it's got to go back. The value of what he stole, along with the multiplication, has got to be taken from him before he dies. He's going to lose the value of what he stole. And see, when you steal, when you sow something, you have to reap something. And remember, you always reap more than what you've sown, even in the negative. If you cause problems, you're going to have to pay for it. When people believe on Jesus Christ, then he pays for their sins, and they can be in right standing with God, especially if they didn't know better. But when you know better, it's more trouble for you. We need to believe on Jesus Christ, and we need to forgive. And sometimes people, they believe on Jesus, but and then they turn around and hold grudges against others, and they don't forgive others, even though God forgave them. So they're going to pay for their own sins, because God will not forgive me or you or anyone if we don't forgive others. And Jesus plainly said it. You can't take a Greek dictionary or a Hebrew and dress it up to be something else. If you do, it's dangerous. We have to stop playing with God's word and making it say what we want and what we think people want to hear. Just tell the truth, because that's what God is going by. When people dress God's word up to say what they want, they're on their own. They're going to have funny acting success. They might not make it to heaven, because you're going to have to give an account for what you teach and preach, and why you teach and preach what you preach. Motives are very important, and we need to follow him in our doctrine, in our behavior, as well as in our integrity. All the wisdom we operate according to needs to be the word of God. All everything else is dangerous. But when you follow him and yield to him, you're gonna do the best work. You're utilizing time. You're causing the reaping of your sowing to be to your advantage and much greater, to help you thrive in life. Now, the Lord has to reward us for what we do. Some years ago, the Lord asked me to pray for something that I wanted him to do. And being a mechanic, I have a truck. I have the truck I greatly desired once. When they first came out, I said, I'm going to get one. I kept saying, I got the truck I was after back in the late 90s. And I liked the body style of my Dodge Dakota. And I restored it, and I drive it. I painted it twice, and I rebuilt the engine. It runs good. It wastes a lot of fuel, but otherwise it runs great. And though I desire a Mustang and things like that, I said, Lord, we're running out of time. And if I have spiritual wealth coming back, I would rather be put in a position to win more souls. I said, I can't take a car to heaven, but I want you to cause me to win more souls. Anoint me, whatever you have to do. Use me like a tool in your hand. Help me to win many souls to the Lord and do what's right and bear much fruit. I said, I want to be out of debt, and I want to pay all my bills, and I want to leave the earth debt free, and I would like to have a car, and in that order. Now the Lord, you can't do his will and go out broke. It's just not possible. But I would much rather do a work, or if I'm doing all that's in God's heart and I have rewards, I would rather spend it on people. I would rather for him to cause me and others to win souls. You know, when I get to heaven, I'll be there. The car and all the other stuff will be here. I can't take cars to heaven. I want to take people. They matter more. And that's just a position that I took personally. Some people are believing God for other things. Bless their heart. That's fine. That's what they want. God bless them. And they do their job. But the time is so short, and I see people all around playing with the world, acting like the world's going to be here forever. Acting like Jesus is never coming back. You know, it's foolishness. Some people have gotten into adultery and all kind of things. They watch any kind of movie. They watch pornography on their smartphones. All kind of foolishness. But it's wrong. It's not the heart of God. It's not of God to lust after people and things. When is it enough? And they're going to cry like babies in heaven, the ones that do make it, because they wasted their life. But if we follow God, there's so much more we can do. There's so much more we can do in Him. Our prayers avail much. And we can get things done. We can see people healed and set free and blessed as we yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not broke. I'm not poor. I still have some debts. They will be paid. I am content, because there's a great party going on in my heart. I get a chance to speak to the Lord every day and talk to Him about whatever He wants to talk about or whatever I want to talk about. From that point of view, I'm wealthy. And then I can yield my life to the Lord, and He can use it. And He can feed 5,000 men with a loaf or a few loaves and fishes. If He could do that naturally, I'm sure He can take His word and multiply it by the and through the anointing that He gives us and bless people to the core. Don't you know that the Lord can speak a word today, and many years later, people can remember it and come to Him? Now, to me, that's priceless. The Lord can say something that over time can grow and become life to someone. As we continue in the Lord, the things that's possible outweigh the things that's not. Our prayers are mighty, and they can pull down strongholds. A stronghold is when people are so trapped they can't get out. And we can start praying and speaking life to people. And we can destroy the works of darkness and cause people to see what they normally could not see. And it's priceless. The weapons of our warfare are mighty. And we can pull those strongholds down. We can pray for people we see. And it enables the Lord to do something that He normally couldn't do. Now watch this. As we live the life of God according to His love, according to His wisdom, we can live the light and overturn the darkness of religion against itself. We can turn it away from the people. We can expose the religious lies. They're the worst lies in the world. That's when preachers preach compromise. They put money ahead of the things of God. That's when people try to serve money for fame and fortune. And they twist God's word to make merchandise out of His people. Like when Peter was talking about in 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, these things have happened. Satan is trying to divide every home, every husband from every wife, if possible. The children from the parents, the congregation from the pastor, even cousins and relatives. He wants to divide families, friends. Everything that will make you strong or help someone else become strong, he wants that divided. That's what he does. That's what cold religion does. That's what the world system does. It makes merchandise out of people. All forms of prostitution and drugs just makes merchandise out of people. Until there's nothing. That's the world system. The religious world hides God. It tries to get man wrapped up, changes focus so that he can't see the love of God anymore. Sometimes people, when you love people, they think you're trying to con them. So consistent love can destroy those yokes and strongholds. Some people, they may never believe anybody loves them. And they don't believe God, they don't believe people, they live for themselves, and they just try to have as much fun as they can before they die and not exist. But that's not true. You're going to exist forever. And in hell, you will get hurt. It's a cruel place. You're going to be slammed to the ground by demons, hurt. The people who went to hell and saw the other side, the Lord has great mercy on us. First, he's given us modern technology, the internet, YouTube, and he gives people dreams all over the world. And many people have dreams of going to hell, or they went to hell, literally. They died in accidents, and sometimes the Lord showed them the other side, and they saw what goes on. And they put it on YouTube and share it. Now, this is not something new. But formerly, when the Lord would show people visions like that, the religious world would hide it from the masses of people. They want people to think a certain way and be dependent on them and not have a relationship with a thriving relationship with the Lord. And that's not God's will. And it's against his purpose. But those who do know their God, they will do exploits. Those that love God and serve him. And I decided I'm going to follow him. I'm not going to follow organizations over God. I'm not going to follow religion over God. I'm not trying to start a new religion. I'm preaching Jesus like I'm supposed to. And I'm going to make sure that I do all the stand, all that's in God's heart is my confession. I don't care how I look to man. I'm not trying to make a name for myself. I'm free from all those miseries. That's a miserable way to live. To feel like you don't measure up and you got to do funny things to be successful. I am a born again believer in Jesus Christ. I am saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been granted the Holy Spirit. I've been called to the ministry, and that's a grace. I couldn't pay for that. I don't deserve to be a minister. And God called me to be an apostle. And I don't deserve any of it. I didn't deserve to be saved. But he's merciful like that. And every message that I receive from the Lord, every revelation that I receive from the Lord is a gift. It's a grace to me. I didn't earn it. I don't deserve it. But God made me worthy. God made me. He graced me. He blessed me because he loves people. And he did it for people. A lot of my blessings were given to me for others. The anointing was a gift to me for others. And I will yield to the Lord that I may use that purpose. I will use the anointing to win souls and break yokes and pull down strongholds. The gift of, you know, authority was given to us. It's a grace because God is good like that. And the Lord speaks to us heart to heart. And I want everybody who will know him to know him. Everybody that has a mind to know more, God is available to you. I am most broadcast saying I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. For the rest of the day, he will teach you. As you draw near to him, he's going to draw near to you. He loves us. He loves us dearly and thoroughly. So yielding to the Holy Spirit makes the difference. It takes us where we normally couldn't go to help us be what we normally could not be. And with all that said, the Lord is, his return is very soon. And what we learn from the Holy Spirit can make the difference. Every revelation works together with his purpose. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry about how things look, appear, or whether it's successful or not, or whether people are paying attention or not. If you do what God gives you to do, remember, it's working. It's all is working. Now, God gave us the ratio several times. And they noted, even Job's friends talked about that was one of a thousand. For every 1,000 men, there's one that will cling to the Lord like Job. Most men won't do that. So if you have a congregation of a few men that will obey God no matter what, don't feel bad. If you look across the county and you see a church that has thousands of members, nowhere to park, thank God for it. And hopefully they're not in a form of compromise. Some people compromise to get such a congregation, but I would rather have people that love God than people that cold face, that's full of cold religion and deny God. And I decided a long time ago, I'm going to do this ministry like God will have me do it. I will not fail to have integrity. I will not compromise his word. I will warn people so that they can avoid hell. And I would, when it's not pop, when prosperity wasn't popular, I preached it anyway, because it's God's word. We are prosperity. We're designed by God to overcome any obstacle the world can ever throw at us. Satan has to fight us on our level, and we win on Jesus' level, in Jesus' name. See, the fight is against God. So it's really not our fight. We're just trying to live and survive. But he's attacking us because we love Jesus. And we're going to use that gospel of Jesus and spread it wherever we can get it. And we're going to take it over the world like we're supposed to. And the Jews are going to take it everywhere we don't take it. So don't discount them. Even though they're blinded by the nations. But there's always a remnant of the Jews, and they are very outstanding people in the Lord. Brother Horton said he likes talking to any Jew. He said they're just hardwired in the gospel. Even though they don't believe on Jesus, the things of God, it's hardwired in them. But they're blinded because they got into rebellion. Now, there's a lot of, there are Jewish fables and foolishnesses, just like with any other nation. But it was the nation that Jesus came through. But when they were blinded, just like Paul wrote in Romans, we were grafted in. And I thank the Lord we were. We don't deserve all this, but God is good like that. So as you draw near to the Lord, doing the things that the Holy Spirit has put in your heart, understand that you have his success, and his success is good. You go it to be settled. You're going to have to regard the revelation he provides and take seriously all the things he puts in your heart. And you're going to have to act on them. And it's going to work. And you're going to love it. But don't look to men. Look to him. Don't look to the things of men. Look to Jesus. Look to God. Look at what the Holy Spirit has given you to do. That's where your strength is. That's where your anointing is. It's not by your human power or might or the power of others. You don't have to sway men to make you successful. You don't need them to do that. If we do what God said do, we'll have the best form of success that we can ever have. If nobody helps you and you did what God said do, you did what you should be doing. And it's very important that we follow through with his love. The love of God is always for us. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Enjoy his presence. Don't worry about the work of the ministry or the condition of the church. Seek him, follow him, and every part that needs to come up higher, the Lord will show you your part that you can do to help others. And if you'll do that, he'll do his part. And let those that love God still. And let those that be filthy, let them be filthy still. But do what's in your heart. Live according to the light of God's word and enjoy his presence. And my friend is working. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.